financial information online as possible to make it more accessible to the public. School Board President Dave Tomlinson says he likes the idea, but worries that the devil may be in the details.
I think the board is absolutely supportive of transparency, but putting 1,200 checks on the website has got to be tempered with making sure that it's not adding, an inadvertent consequence of this is adding 1,000 hours a month of staff time.
Tomlinson acknowledges that number is an exaggeration, but worries that putting even routine records online could be complicated. Unit 4 Finance Director Gene Locus says the current check registry doesn't include explanations of each item, which is one thing Pomona's once posted. Some University of Illinois faculty are looking for some local middle school students with a passion for the arts. A collaboration with local districts started last week with an assembly at Franklin Middle School in Champaign. Eighth graders there were asked to register for an after-school pilot program in which university instructors provide lessons in areas like sculpting, painting, and West African drumming. After 9 weeks, the 24 initial students chosen for the after-school arts program will give a performance. The U of I College of Education is putting the initiative together. Executive Associate Dean for Research, Lizanne DeStefano, says plans are not only to expand the program to other schools, but to jumpstart some possible careers.
We'd like to offer scholarships to Illinois Summer Youth Music for the highest achieving kids in these programs so that if they have a real passion for percussion, they have an opportunity to come in the summer. Likewise, we have a Saturday art school at the university.
The after-school arts program will expand to Urbana Middle School in January, but DeStefano says making it a district-wide plan in both Champaign and Urbana Middle Schools will depend a lot on funding from outside arts groups. The program, while free for students, is currently funded by the schools and the U of I. Higher utility prices may mean that a state-sponsored home heating assistance program may not be able to expand to help more people. But the woman who oversees the enrollment program in Champaign County says about 5,500 households will get help from the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. Darlene Kleppel of the county's Regional Planning Commission says her office has already interviewed 2,000 people, even before LIHEAP enrollment expands to the general public next month.
We have 4 case managers, and they're just filling appointments as fast as we can see people. And we're keeping up right now. We're booking out about a week and a half. Thursdays is our walk-in day, and so people that are actually disconnected can come in on Thursdays. And we see that day, you know, about 120, 130 people.
Right now, only those whose utilities have been cut off can sign up for LIHEAP. Last month was open to seniors and people with disabilities. Kleppel's office is now setting up interviews in Fisher, Rantoul, and Tolono, as well as its Champaign headquarters. Champaign police are investigating a bank holdup that occurred around 1:37 this afternoon at Bank Champaign near the Marketplace Mall. Police say the suspect entered the bank with a black bag and gave a note to the teller demanding money. Police are looking for a white male about 6 feet, 300 pounds, wearing a dark-colored short-sleeved shirt, fake long blonde hair with a gray beard, and a large tattoo on the left arm with a tribal design. It's 4:33.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Christie Clinic Association, with offices in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, Mahomet, Tuscola, and Danville, providing quality health care to the residents of Central Illinois.
Now here's Mike Zola with a look at weather.
Well, thanks, Jim. After a cloudy, cool start to the day, we did break a few holes in the clouds. Temperatures up to 70 degrees at Willard Airport, currently 69 degrees on Friends Plaza. We also topped out at 70 degrees, which is 3 above the average, but well, 10 degrees cooler than we topped out yesterday, and it looks like our temperatures will start to cool off a little bit, but not too quickly. In fact, a mostly cloudy sky tonight will keep temperatures only dropping down into the middle 50s, about 10 above the average low for this time of year. And then we'll have a chance for a few showers towards daybreak as an area of low pressure is expected to develop across Kansas tonight, and that'll spread the showers across Iowa, northwestern Missouri, and push those showers into central Illinois late tonight and early tomorrow. Through the day tomorrow, we will have periods of rain with a high temperature of around 73 degrees. The wind will shift from southeast to westerly at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Some showers tomorrow evening, low 47. Partly sunny on Thursday, the high temperature at 63 degrees. So below average day temperature-wise. And then Thursday night, partly to mostly cloudy with a low temperature of 43. Cooler still on Friday with intervals of clouds and sunshine, a chance for a passing shower. The high temperature only in the upper 50s at 58 degrees. For tonight across Illinois and Indiana, just a few widely scattered showers, most numerous across central, west central Illinois and in the south after midnight. Lows between 48 in northern Illinois to 60 in the south. And then areas of rain tomorrow with highs between 54 in far northwestern Illinois to a high of 82 in the far south. It's 69 degrees on Friends Plaza, 70 degrees at Willard Airport with a dew point temperature of 53.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Now, a presidential contender whose rhetoric on the economy made him famous but did not win him the White House. We're going back to 1896 in our series called Contenders, about groundbreaking presidential candidates who lost the race. Back then, the United States was in the midst of a depression that had begun with a series of bank failures and a run on gold, the basis for the dollar. The hot election issue that year was whether to ditch the gold standard among